Former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic today appeared before the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. He denounced the court as illegitimate and refused legal representation.
I consider this tribunal false tribunal and indictments false indictments. It is illegal being not appointed by UN General Assembly, so I have no need to appoint counsel to illegal organ.
Milosevic also declined to enter a plea to charges of murder and crimes against humanity in the southern province of Kosovo in 1999. Serbian control over the province ended after a 78-day NATO bombing campaign later that same year. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from The Hague.
Slobodan Milosevic strode into the courtroom, flanked by his two guards who never stood further than 1 foot from him. But he was very much alone and aloof. The 8 seats set aside for his defense attorneys sat empty. The disgraced former ruler of Yugoslavia had the defense section all to himself, a result of his decision not to appoint legal representation. The 59-year-old Milosevic entered looking tired, but impeccably turned out in a blue slate suit with a tie the colors of the Serbian flag, red, white, and blue. He crossed one leg over his knee and turned deliberately to meet the gaze of the world media that sat on the opposite side of the bulletproof glass that separates the public gallery from the court. The traces of tiredness seemed to evaporate when the presiding judge, Richard May, took the bench. He asked Milosevic whether he wanted the right to have the indictment read out in court.
This is a right which you may also waive. Now, do you want to have the indictment read out or not?
That's your problem.
Milosevic continued his contemptuous tone when he was asked whether he wanted to enter a plea today or adjourn to consider it further.
This trial's
aim is to produce false justification for the war crimes of the NATO committed in Yugoslavia.
Mr. Milosevic, I asked you a question. Do you wish to enter your pleas today, or are you asking for an adjournment to consider the matter further?
I have given you my answer.
Judge May, a British jurist known for his intolerance of courtroom grandstanding, adjourned the proceedings until August 27th. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, The Hague.